Right, a mix of cloud and sunny spells today, high of 19 Celsius. Now, Grace has been holiday for last week, but you've come back with bearing gifts.
Yes,
like so one of the wise men.
You always have to do this when you go on holiday.
Right.
And you always bring back your friend a present. So I've got you two presents.
I feel really bad because I've been off twice since you started and I've not got you a thing.
I know. Anyway, so would you like both of them at the same time or one each?
I think one at a time.
Okay.
Just in case I can't handle this excitement.
Well, your first present is very Spanish and it's very practical. And you could possibly use this in everyday life.
Is it maracas?
No, but I wish I'd got that now. It's a pen.
A Spanish pen. Fantastic.
And it's got a wee map over the stand.
All right. Okay, good.
How Spanish is that pen?
Very Spanish.
I thought to myself, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Gino loves Edinburgh. And it's a shame that I've not been to Edinburgh. I'm in Spain. But I did pass through Edinburgh on my travels home because for some reason I decided to travel back to Edinburgh Airport and then get a train to Perth, and I don't know why I did it, but it was a very long journey home. So whilst I was in Edinburgh, I did get, as I said, the train. So I have framed my train ticket from Haymarket to Perth. There you go.
I think you've taken this present thing too far. Too far.
Do you like it?
I'll just put it up there.
That's a diamante frame, that. And look, it's even got my 16 to 25 rail card on it. That cost me £10. So there you go, you keep that.
Which is worth more, the train ticket or the frame?
Probably the frame, but still. I have tried hard. Do you not like it?
Do you know something? I'm overwhelmed by the fact that I've got a Spanish pen and a framed train ticket. If you'd said
you're
to
welcome.
Me, guess what I've got you. Thanks very much for the gifts. Can't wait till you go on holiday next.